whoever's on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Drexel Dragons, Zach Spiker. Good morning, Coach Spiker.
Good morning, Rob. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. A 1-1 week for you guys, an impressive win on Thursday at home, 79-61 over William & Mary, but then fall by 4 to Towson on Saturday. Can you sort of go back and review those two games for me?
Well, I thought we had a good week of preparation. Certainly Thursday, we all as coaches have the luxury of a little bit more time to be dialed into our game plan. And I thought our guys did a good job executing that game plan and to success, which was great. And then had a quick turnaround with the tough Towson team that I thought we played very well at Towson the week before, and didn't have as much success there. We fought back, but we also didn't take as good care of the basketball in that game.
We had talked a week ago about the William & Mary game and the need to play better on the defensive end, and you guys certainly did, holding them going from 108 points to 61. What was improved on the defensive end on the floor?
Well, we'd love to take a lot of credit and say it was certainly everything we did and all our adjustments, but I think we did do some things in a much better way defensively. William & Mary is a team that makes or misses shots, and they missed a number of threes that they've typically made, and we were fortunate to be on the right side of it there, and I was happy for our guys. And when you go through seasons and stretches like we have, it's all about progress, and it was great for our guys to see progress from giving up 108 to doing what I believe we're capable of doing, holding teams in the 60s, which we did on Saturday as well, even though we lost.
Yeah, the three, defending the three, was something you did pretty well as a team last week, holding Towson and William & Mary to a combined 6 of 32. Was that an increased emphasis for your team?
Well, I think good defensive teams defend the three well. So certainly, we've got a number of areas we need to improve in. I think we've shown improvement. And for us to be successful in the games moving forward this year and in future years, we need to be much more defensively focused.
I've talked to several of the coaches here this morning. 4 games to go in the regular season, a couple of weeks, and everybody obviously wanting to be playing their best toward March. As a head coach, how do you try to manage minutes this time of year, both in the games and in practice, to try to make sure your team is as fresh as they can be come tournament time?
Yeah, you know what? There's a fine line to doing everything, and you want to get your points in. You want to be. I think the goal is to be as efficient as possible at every time of the year. And whatever percentage you want to work on offense or defense or skill work is certainly up to you, but it's always got to be relative. And our goal is we got to keep working, and we got to understand who we are. And we are a team that must improve and must get better from where we were Saturday night against Towson. And you can't get better if you're not working. And you got to be in the gym, on the floor, practice, individual work, and all those things. And at the same time, you need to be ready to be physically and mentally at your best when that ball's going up for these next 4 regular season games, and obviously heading into the playoffs, you need to be ready to go.
We got an immediate question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question is from Kevin Trisoloni with the Delaware Online.
Hey Zach. I know you're new at this, like Martin is, but this is kind of the same question I asked him. Did you get a feeling at the first Drexel Delaware game that, you know, with this being the league's oldest and most played rivalry, that there is something a little bit special, a little different about this rivalry that will, you know, certainly be in the air when you guys come down to Newark on Thursday night?
Yeah, Kevin, absolutely. I think it's a great question. I think I would assume that both Martin and I have, probably done our research coming into this job and into the situation, that there are rivalries, and certainly I don't think there's a bigger rivalry for either of us than for the Delaware Drexel rivalry, and I think that we understand that, and that it's important to a lot of people, and it's important to both of us. And we want to put our best foot forward and put our teams in a situation to be successful. It's Probably a long answer to your short question, but I hope that's what you were looking for there, Kevin.
No, I agree. I appreciate that. Thanks a lot. We'll see you then on Thursday.
Okay, sounds good.
Zach, in the first meeting with Delaware, you guys had a big run at end of the first half, start of the second, and win 76-60. What did you do well in that game, and what are some of the keys for you on Thursday?
Well, I think the keys for this game are the same keys as they are for any other game. It's about taking care of the basketball. It's about being prepared on the defensive end, and it's also about being efficient offensively and executing. And so if you rebound it and you take care of it and you get the ball to the right guys in the right position to be successful, good things can happen for your team. And I think that's a formula that is probably pretty vanilla but also really accurate. And I would say if you look at from Drexel to Delaware, that's the same combination it's going to need for Charleston, Wilmington, and Towson to win games this weekend, too.
You certainly have had some freshmen that have made big contributions for you, but Ryan Daly having a huge year at Delaware, both leading them in scoring and rebounding. What has impressed you about him?
Well, he's a basketball player. You know, I've heard Joe Mahaly talk about him at length at times, and I think he's described it well. Like, you know, Ryan Daly is a very talented basketball player who is a guy maybe without a position, and that's meant to be said in the most complimentary way because he can play multiple positions. And he's clearly got a great work ethic, and he does little things. And, you know, being a freshman, just like our guys, you know, and we were in need for point guards and brought in Kirk and Cowrie, and they've had opportunities to play a lot. And certainly Ryan has had that opportunity, and he's making the most of it. And it's, you know what, whether you're a fan of Drexel or Delaware or any other team in the league, it's great to see players have success as long as it isn't too much against your team. and Ryan certainly is doing that. And
all right, Zach, thanks as always for your time here this morning, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Okay, Rob, thank you.
All right, thank you.